Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish of the people's life are brighter than yesterday, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Interestingly, there are only two directions of the key energy, which is produced by subconsciousness. One is that energy of the giving, and the other one is energy of taking. A more simple expression, the sucking energy. Giving energy, trying to give the energy which is trying to give, the subconsciousness which is trying to give, or subconsciousness which are trying to suck energy from others. It's only one or the other. Why only one or the other? It's because it is a one coin of back and forth. And as a human karma, if you don't do anything or aware of it, your subconsciousness just try to suck energy from others. This is the karma of the human being, as a gravity exist on the earth. Either we like or not, if we analyze our subconsciousness, this is a reality. Why this happens? It's because when we are born as a baby, just imagine, before the birth, it was embraced by the tummy, and there was no fear at all, totally in peace and totally fulfilled. But after the delivery, after the birth, what will happen? You're divided. How fearful it was to be separated from the unification to the isolation. Isolation means that divided, not to be touched, to just thrown away to this external world. It's scary and full of fear. So baby cries. That's why they need to be touched and they need to be hugged, to feel that they are safe. Even though this is totally not enough compared to that they were in Sarvatami. And before the birth, everything was fulfilled, but now, each few hours, start feel starvation, and nerve of the baby is so strong, so suffering, so cries. They cry because it's suffering. Also, the nerve is so sensitive, so if the diaper hasn't changed, it's so uncomfortable. It's much more uncomfortable than the adult feel, maybe like at least 10 times more than what the adult feels. So they cry. And also, they need to be interested, they need attention to receive energy as they were in tummy. But how much of their desire, their need will be fulfilled? Even though really, really work hard to try to fulfill baby's need, desire? I don't think they'll be fulfilled more than 50%. Usually much, much, much less. And those are the experiences that didn't fulfill the a need or being enough taken care of will be trauma for the baby. And this trauma will be pulled in subconsciousness and also in the muscle of the body. These things are well analyzed by the psychologist Arthur Yanov, who was a student of Reich, who wrote a book called Primal Scream. I heard John Lennon was taking this session to re-experience the pain they felt when they were baby and to release the trauma. Anyway, it's because we human being has will grow based on this trauma, and this trauma always trying to work, which means that always trying to receive or take or suck energy from other people, which we won't be fulfilled when we were baby. That's why people adore the famous people. They want to be famous because they imagine that they can get attention, and with this is from the trauma of the child when they were baby. Well, anyway, as long as you don't realize, the one won't realize the reality of this subconsciousness, either you are trying to take energy from others or giving energy from others, and automatically, naturally, human being try to take energy from others, as the karma of the human being, as the gravity of the planet. So people who realize this, that what's going to happen in the future if my energies, if my subconsciousness has keep this pattern. Yes, most of the people repeat this pattern of the heart, tendency of the heart. Please, you realize that, right? That either giving energy or taking energy means that either to live as a hungry ghost or to live as a bodhisattva. Well, hungry ghost, that explains in Buddhism, if you see the ancient picture of the hungry ghost, their lips are very long. Buddhism says that it's because there's no much water in the hungry ghost world. Therefore, the hungry ghost want to suck water, and because of that, the lips become long. This is a very symbolic expression of that the hungry ghost state of the heart is trying to suck the energy of others. And some people realize, oh, what's gonna happen? I'm in trouble with this living way of living, or this state of the heart, trying to suck the energy from others. I will be in trouble in the future when I die. Some people subconsciously realize it, then really determine to turn over the coin from the taking energy to giving energy. This is the ego or the giving. This is the meaning of the gnosis, battle, struggle of the good and bad. Well, anyway, the human beings as karma always have the coin of the darkness, and if we don't do anything, we just live with it. That's why some people always showing the dark face, because if somebody has a dark face, people who has caring heart, who has giving heart, try to care this person and try to give energy. The dark face is a subconscious message that give me attention. However, some people realizes, no, I can't keep this, because I'll be in trouble in the future. When I die, I gotta turn over, because the other side of the coin is a giving heart and bodhisattva. But as a gravity, as a karma of the human being, that always exists. From the darkness to the brightness, from the taking to the giving, always turn over. Keep turning over and explore the heart of the bodhisattva, which is the heart of giving. Human life, we were sent to this human world. Hey, you go to the place where the gravity exists and learn to keep turning over it and go up on the sky and come here up on heaven. This is an examination. Otherwise, you will not receive the chance to be born as a human being. You never know when you get the chance again, opportunity to live as a human being again. As Buddhism says that to be born as a human being is very rare. How rare? Imagine small wood and it has a 5 centimeter hole in that wood. And this wood is floating on the ocean, the huge ocean. Imagine Pacific Ocean, and one turtle put the head up from this 5 centimeter hole. This is a very rare chance, much more than the winning the lottery. That's why keep turning over and explore your heart of the bodhisattva. This is the meaning of the Wat Sutra chant. Gyate, gyate, hara gyate, haraso gyate, bodhis. Gyate, gyate, turn over the coin and explore the bodhisattva and be enlightenment and explore the light to the whole universe. May you and people around you and people in the world every moment turn over the coin and explore the heart of giving and live with the light. This is a very rare chance.